Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a roller transition sequence formula with Jungle Swing in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it in a way that actually feels like real drum and bass, not just a random fill before the drop. The big idea here is simple. A great DNB transition is not just a moment of okay, here comes the drop. It's a controlled bassline shift. The groove keeps moving, the low end stays solid, and the listener feels the next section arrive with more weight. That's what makes roller-style transitions so effective. They don't interrupt the track, they evolve it. And in DNB, that matters a lot, because the bass line is part of the identity of the tune just as much as the drums. If the transition is too straight, the energy feels flat. If it's too busy, the whole groove falls apart. So the goal is to find that sweet spot, where the sub stays grounded, the mid-bass gets a little swing and attitude, and the drums and bass start talking to each other in a call-and-response kind of way. We are aiming for an 8-bar transition that moves from a steady roller into a more jungle-flavored phrase, then resolves into a heavier drop section. That gives you something you can reuse across darker DNB, jungle, neuro, or even halftime-leaning arrangements. Let's start with the setup. Open arrangement view and create an 8-bar transition zone leading into your drop. If you're working in a classic 16-bar phrase, this usually lives in bars 5 through 8. If you're building a shorter phrase, think of it as the final 4 bars before impact. Set your tempo somewhere around 174 BPM, which is right in the heart of that classic DNB lane. Now create 3 tracks, one for your bass sub, one for your bass mid, and one for your drum break or top loop. On the sub track, keep it clean. Use operator or wave editable and build something close to a sine or triangle wave. The sub should be mono, simple, and mostly open. Don't overthink it. This layer is about foundation, not excitement. In fact, the more stable it is, the harder the rest of the transition can hit. On the mid-bass track, that's where the personality lives. Use wave editable, operator, or a resampled bass layer. A restyle patch works really well here, or anything with a little bit tune and harmonic bite. Then shape it with saturator for edge, auto filter for movement, and utility to keep the low end disciplined. The reason this works so well in DNB is because the sub can stay locked and clean, while the mid layer does all the dancing. That keeps your low end powerful on a big system, without making the groove feel dead. Now let's build the core roller phrase. Start with a simple 2-bar loop. Don't try to fill every space. Think in phrases, not just notes. That's one of the biggest upgrades you can make in roller style writing. You want the bass line to feel like it has a shape. A solid starting point is this. Place a root note on beat 1, another support note around beat 2 or the end of 2, then a response note before or after the snare, and finally a short pickup into the next bar. Keep most notes short, around 8th or 16th note lengths. Use velocity contrast so the phrase breathes a little. Stronger notes can act like anchors, and quieter notes can behave like ghost movement. You can also keep the note range tight, maybe 2 to 5 semitones, which helps maintain that focused roller feel. A really useful teacher tip here, before adding more notes, try deleting one. In DNB, removing the wrong hit often creates more drive than adding another fill. The groove needs room to push. Now we start bringing in the jungle swing. This is the part that turns the phrase from straight to alive. You've got two good ways to do it in Ableton Live 12. First, you can use groove pull. Drag in a break groove or swing groove and apply it lightly to the MIDI clip. Second, you can do it manually by nudging certain offbeat notes slightly late, especially the short response notes and pickups. A good range is around 56-60% if you want that jungle-inspired skip and sway, but don't swing the whole bass line equally. Keep the sub mostly straight, apply more swing to the mid-bass, ghost notes, fill notes, and any higher octave accents. That's the key concept here, swing in the top motion, stability in the foundation. If everything leans too much, you lose the punch of the drop, but if just the upper movement has a little lilt, the groove starts sounding like it's being pulled by a break rather than just sequenced on a grid. Now let's shape the phrase into a real transition formula. Think of it as 4 stages: anchor, answer, lift, and release. The anchor is the part that establishes the groove and the key center. This is usually your first 1 or 2 bars. Keep it stable, keep it familiar. The answer is where you add a little variation, maybe a ghost note, maybe a syncopated response, maybe a small octave poke. The lift is where the tension rises. That could mean more rhythmic movement, a slightly higher note, or a short triplet-style pickup. And the release is where you strip things back just enough so the drop can land hard. So in practical terms, bars 1 and 2 are stable. Bars 3 and 4 introduce a little motion. Bars 5 and 6 bring in more syncopation and maybe a bit more filter movement. Then bars 7 and 8 thin out the phrase and make room for the drop. That last part is important. A strong transition is not just about buildup, it's also about restraint. The less clutter you leave at the end, the harder the drop feels when it arrives. Now let's work on tone. On the bass mid-track, use a simple effects chain, saturator, auto filter, EQ8, maybe drum bus or overdrive if you want extra weight, and then utility at the end. Start with saturator and add a few dB of drive. Nothing extreme, just enough to make the bass speak with more attitude. Then use auto filter to automate a subtle opening across the final bars. That slow upward movement is one of the easiest ways to make a DNB transition feel like it's opening up. Use EQ8 to clean up any mud around the low mid range, especially if the bass is stepping on the drums. And use utility to keep the low end narrow and mono. If you widen the wrong part of the bass, the whole transition can get messy fast. If you want a darker neuro edge, you can add a second layer with a more nasal or Foreman style tone, but keep it tucked underneath. The mid layer should add aggression, not chaos. Now here's a really powerful intermediate move. Resample your own bass line. Create an audio track set to resample the bass group, and record the final one or two bars of the transition. Once you've got that audio, you can chop it into pieces, reverse a tiny tail into the drop, stretch a fill note, or process it with redux, echo, or reverb for extra texture. This works especially well in jungle inflected DNB, because resampling gives the transition a kind of worked-on character. It feels authored. It feels intentional. A small reversed stab or filtered tail can do a lot more than another 10 MIDI notes. Next, let's make sure the drums and bass are locked together. A roller transition only really works if the drums support the motion. So add a chopped break, a top loop, or some ghost percussion that helps guide the bass phrasing. You can warp the break in Beats Mode or Complex Pro depending on the source, then clean up the low end with EQ8. If the break has a ghost hit on an offbeat, try answering it with a small bass poke or a filtered response. That call and response between break and bass is what gives Jungle Swing its personality. The bass is not just sitting on top of the drums, it's reacting to them. And if needed, use a little side chain from the kick to keep the low end clean. Don't overdo it, just enough to let the groove breathe. Now it's time to automate the tension into the final bars. Bar 7 should start opening up. Let the filter rise a little, maybe add a touch more saturation and give the bass a sense that it's leaning towards something bigger. Bar 8 should reduce note density and give the FX a bit more space to speak. A short reverse tail or a subtle echo throw on the final pickup note can really help here. A classic trick, pull the sub out for a brief moment right before the drop. Even a tiny gap can make the next hit feel massive. That's the power of negative space. Sometimes the best way to make the drop bigger is to stop playing for a second. Before you finish, check the low end carefully. Use utility to mono the sub. Use spectrum if you want to see whether you're getting too much buildup around the low bass or low mids. Test the section at low volume too. That's a really good habit. If the groove still reads quietly, it'll probably hit great on a proper system. If it only works loud, it usually needs more clarity. And remember, in DNB, arrangement fixes often beat mixing fixes. If the bass is masking the drums, remove a note. Don't just reach for EQ first. Let's talk about a few common mistakes. One is swinging the sub too much. Keep swing mostly on the mid layer and ghost notes. The sub should stay tight. Another is overfilling the pattern. A roller is about controlled motion, not constant motion. If you keep ang notes, the groove can collapse. Another big one is forgetting the call and response between bass and drums. If the bass and the break aren't talking to each other, the transition can feel disconnected. And one more. Don't let the low end get too wide. Mono discipline matters a lot in this style. If you want a few extra pro moves, here are some good ones. You can duplicate the mid bass and distort the copy a little harder, then blend it quietly underneath for extra grit. You can band limit the movement layer so the animated part lives in the mid range instead of the sub region. You can also make the final bar slightly more syncopated so the drop feels earned without resetting the groove. Another strong idea is a one bar fake out. Pull the sub out completely for a bar, keep only the mid layer and FX, then slam the full low end back in. That's a very effective switch up before a drop. Here's a quick practice method if you want to apply all of this right away. Set a project to 174 BPM. Build an 8-bar loop leading into a drop. Program a simple 2-bar sub and mid bass roller using only 3 or 4 notes. Apply a groove around 56 to 60% to the mid bass only. Add one ghost note and one pickup note every 2 bars. Put saturator and auto filter on the mid layer and automate the filter opening across the final two bars. Add a chopped break or top loop and make sure its accents support the bass phrasing. Then resample the last bar and create one reverse tail into the drop. When you listen back, ask yourself a few questions. Does the sub stay grounded? Does the swing feel jungle inspired but still modern? Does the transition make the drop feel bigger? And does the bass line feel like it's speaking to the drums? If not, simplify before you complicate.